Miss Sue You, branding MissSueYou.com, bringing it to you, the truth, the whole truth.
Looking at me like I'm stupid, Cupid. Crazy, looks don't faze me, call me Miss Daisy, one of my eyes is lazy, see?
Hello listeners, it is a Saturday here in the United States. This is The Whole Truth and I am your host, Miss Sue You. Yes, for those of you that want to be here, I understand. I am so glad that you are here today with me. Some of you might ask, why am I the only one talking? Do I have any guests? Do I have a co-host? Am I going to get one? Why do I have to be alone? Well, this is my show. Some people have their own preference, their likes and their dislikes, but welcome to everyone. I will get to my question. So hold on. Some of you are anxious, some of you not. Maybe. But for those that celebrate Christmas, it's coming up tomorrow. Some do not believe in celebrating Christmas or any holiday. This is the United States and we have freedom of religion, freedom to choose. We're supposed to have that. Some people violate it. They don't care about your beliefs. They disrespect your beliefs. They mock you and disrespect your goals and your reason for being. I was talking to or chatting with people yesterday about women. Women here in the United States, how women can be so mean and cruel, disrespectful to other women. How black women are portrayed in America. Recall slavery, where black women had to have sex. She had to open up her legs. She had to be submissive to any man. It didn't matter what color he was. If he was a man, he was a man. She could not deny a man. She had to open up her legs. She had to share her breasts, her butt. And if she didn't, sometimes she was beaten, sometimes killed. She had to birth babies. She had no choice because those babies had to work and produce cotton, rice, flour, tobacco, whatever. And today, women are still raped. Black women are still discriminated against. Black women are still grouped. That's right. People feel as though black women's breasts belong to the men and it's for the men and they touch and rub on the black women's breasts and the black women's butt. They harass black women, say sexual things about black women. They expect black women that are attractive, they say, with big breasts and big butts must save that for the man and have that for the man. So disrespectful and downgrading as if she doesn't have a brain or she's not supposed to have goals. Take care of herself. Go out there and have her career in place instead of being ready to have sex when that man knocks on her door or when he comes inside of her home. She must make herself available, take a bath, a shower, and put on a sexy outfit when a man shows up at her door. In the United States, Black women are still portrayed as negative, not so smart, sexy, smooth, and only good for one thing. I'm not saying everybody feels that way, but Black women here are so mistreated by Black women. Black women competing with each other, hating each other, fighting over men. Think about how many court cases exist where there are Black women in the courtroom before a judge because they have a grievance, a problem, bickering and fighting over a man. As if her body belongs to the man. And she's not supposed to take care of herself and love herself. She is owned by a man instead of being owned by herself. Now, you might say that I hate men or I'm a sexist, but I'm letting you know what's going on. Black women are sexually coerced into relationships, into marriage. If she's beautiful, she is supposed to be married. I mean, physically, they say beautiful, attractive. And if she is beautiful and physically attractive, they want to know why she isn't married. As if that's a problem or a crime. And her body is supposed to be used by a man if she is physically attractive or physically beautiful. There are different ways that Black women are trafficked here in the United States. More than one way. There are many domestic violence shelters here in the United States where women flee for their lives. And they try to take their children with them. There are so many domestic violence cases that have not been heard in a court of law here. So many Black women that are victims. So many Black women that are single mothers here trying to feed those children alone without any other income. No child support whatsoever. So how are we portrayed? Black women are dual minorities, I express. Not only are they Black, but they are women. They have two strikes against them, probably more than any other woman here in the United States. What is my question? Are you happy? I'll be back with more.
Domestic Violence Awareness Month was launched nationwide in October 1987 as a way to connect and unite individuals and organizations working on domestic violence issues while raising awareness for those issues. Over the past 30 plus years, much progress has been made to support domestic violence victims and survivors, to hold abusers accountable, and to create and update legislation to further those goals. NCADV.org.
When they refuse to prosecute, remember the truth, the whole truth, hopefully nothing but the truth. Is everyone happy? I hope you had your hug today. Okay? Well, you want to know if I had mine. Did I have my hug today? I need to get my hug today. Well, internally and spiritually, I'm supposed to love myself first. Take care of myself first. Okay? Remember what I said earlier. We were taught that we had to share our bodies, nurture, love, give what it really wasn't love. It was fake love to others. In this country, we weren't taught to love ourselves and take care of ourselves. We were branded and brainwashed to believe our body was not for us to love. We weren't supposed to take care of ourselves. We were supposed to take care of the masters. We were the sex slaves. So every single day, for all of the people that do not believe that a woman should take care of herself, and specifically a black woman, I hope that you get the love and respect that you need for yourself, okay? And abolish the hate and the envy and the jealousy and the stigmatization, all of that garbage. Because number one, in the morning when I get up, I must love myself. I must value myself. I must look at myself and say, I am everything that I need to be. And I need to take care of myself. My body doesn't belong to anyone. I'm not a sex object. I'm not programmed to be something to birth babies for someone else. I need to be valued and respected. And if I'm not important enough for other people or to other people, I don't care. As long as I am important and valuable to me. And if people do not like that and they don't understand that and they have a problem with that and think that I must seek everyone's approval in order for me to be loved and respected, I must bow down. I must sell my body. I must give up my body. I must love other people and do everything for other people. And I don't gain love. I'm talking about true love. I'm not talking about just the word love. Real love for me. I'm first. Because if I don't respect and value and love me first, then where am I going in life? What is happiness? Happiness, in the context of mental or emotional states, is positive or pleasant emotions ranging from contentment to intense joy. Other forms include life satisfaction, well-being, subjective well-being, flourishing, and eudaimonia. Since the 1960s, happiness research has been conducted in a wide variety of scientific disciplines, including gerontology, social psychology, and positive, and on and on and on and on. It goes on. I'm reading from Wikipedia. Social psychology and positive psychology, clinical and medical research, and happiness economics. Wow, that's a lot. I know I paused a little bit and I hope that I didn't confuse you. If I did, oh, it wasn't intentional. What is happiness to me? I think I summed it up. In more ways than one. I think it was pretty thorough too. But why am I hitting on happiness? I think it's a great time of the year to talk about happiness. You know, with Christmas tomorrow, some people celebrate it. I think I said that before. And some, they do not. But it's all around the world, Christmas. People celebrate it, oh my gosh. And I think about every single country, somebody celebrates Christmas. Christ-like. To be a Christian, is that associated with Christmas? Well, I believe many Christians do believe in Christmas and celebrate Christmas. I think they mention the story of Christ. Christ being born in a manger and on and on and on, Virgin Mary, and in some kind of way Santa Claus came into play, and the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the elves and the dwarfs and all of that. But Christmas is Christmas. However people want to celebrate it, that's their life. Me, I really don't like to even elaborate on the religion thing and the politics and the money and the sex and people's personal lives and what they're doing, because this is America here, and we have so many different people in this country. They come from all over the world to the United States. So, you know, who cares what anyone else is doing? It doesn't affect me. It's not my problem. Correct. And I try to be happy each and every day. And when I'm around people that, you know, some people, they don't like certain types of women. You know, and if they around you and you're feeling that kind of like spirit, do you walk away? Do you continue to hang around them? Some people like, not me. I don't think so. I'm not going to be around people that do not like me. They don't like what I'm doing. But remember what I said earlier about the way Black women are portrayed. Some people like, that doesn't happen. Nah, you're just imagining things. Well, maybe you're not around certain atmospheres, environments at certain times. Maybe you're living on another part of town or in another community, or you work in another community, or you work in a different part of town. Let's get that straight. Everybody's not everywhere at the same time. Everybody doesn't work on the same job. You feel me? So I see it. I see Black women slapped and beat down in public by Black men. Yes. And people sometimes, they just stand there and watch. They do nothing. But you have some people that will not tolerate that. Right in public. I'm talking about where people can see it. So many Black women are trying to raise children on their own without help. And people mock them. They talk about them. Instead of them pulling together to make sure that the Black woman has a job, has a place to live, a place that is clean, safe, affordable, where she's happy. Enough money, food, clothes to take care of herself. And if she has children, the children too. She doesn't need any more babies added on to the babies that she has, that, and it creates more problems. But some people believe that, you know, that's her job. Black women are supposed to allow her body to be used and multiply. And when she's without, when she's in need, then the public disrespects her. They exclude her. They want her to get on medication or go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but they will not prosecute the ones that sexually harass, stalk her, abuse her, or take advantage of her. So it is slavery here in America, but it's legalized slavery. It's permissible because she is a dual minority. She's Black and she's a woman. Remember what I said earlier, she has what? How many strikes against her? And it's sad because they are still using slavery here in the United States, but they're doing it in a hidden, deceiving, and sneaky way. Oh, yes. Not only is she sexually abused, but she is physically abused, mentally abused, psychologically, emotionally abused. But they will give her a place to live. They will give her a job later on just to make up for what they did to her. Just not to prosecute the abuser. They will give her food stamps. They will give her some amenities just to keep her quiet but it doesn't make her happy. And it never will make her happy. Because justice wasn't served. There was no sort of conclusion justified, reasonable. There was no closure so that she could move on with her life right here in the United States. So we don't see cotton fields where we have people out there picking cotton and they're getting whipped, beaten down, where they work from sun up to sundown. No, but we have slavery in the homes. We do. Where women are subjected to having to be in the house, keeping the house clean, working in the house, have to have sex, be disrespected. She has no voice. She's considered mentally ill if she acts out or if she wants to be heard in a court of law with legal representation. And there's closure, humane closure. Oh, that doesn't happen here in this country. Oh, you just need to be quiet. You're just starting trouble. Research. Okay, I'm going to back up. Don't take my word. Don't believe me. Do your part. Research. See how many black women are subjected to this legalized slavery here in the United States. Well, she must accept the abuse because who cares? Who cares about her children? We'll take her children away from her if she can't take care of her children. We'll take her children and put them into foster care if she has no place to live. But we will not hold the abuser accountable right here. So is that slavery or not? You tell me. Say what you want to say. Word it the way you want to word it. Think the way you want to think. But are you happy? Are you really happy? Do you understand happiness? Have you stopped being happy? Have you started being happy one day? What day was that when you started to feel happy, to make yourself happy? The people that you hang around, are they happy? The people you socialize with, come on now. The people you work with. What is your day like from the time that you get up in the morning until time you go to bed? How do you make yourself happy? Are you so envious of other women that you must have control over other women? And that you feel as though you so much more valuable and important than other women and you can disrespect them and mock them? Do you feel as though you can talk about other women and degrade them so much because of your position, your privilege, the color of your skin? Do you think that you can treat black women any kind of way? Mock them. Tell them to go down to the mental ward and get some medication and go report them and say they're acting strange. You don't care? They have a job? You don't care if they have their act together? You don't care if they're happy, just as long as you feel important and you're gratified and you're so privileged and entitled with the color of your skin or your position that you're in. And you would rather talk about other women and treat other women so cruel and so harsh, laughing at them and picking at them and telling them what to do, bossing them like you're the mother. You're going to sit up there and be so condescending to women, and specifically black women, like, huh, you're so much more intelligent and you got so much more book sense than her. How do you treat people? Does it make you happy to see other people unhappy? And you say they're all over the place. They need to get their act together. Well, what are you doing? What did you do? Or did you watch the person that really needs help and you're talking about them? Maybe if you stop talking about them and leave them alone, you wouldn't even notice the person or that black woman or any woman would be there. But if you're so busy into someone else's life and what they're doing and making fun of them, and you got to take care of them and you got to watch them and you got to know what they're doing and you got to tell people you want to help them and you got to tell people you're doing so much for this person and you this person has to be watched and they need this. Well, are you happy? When do you have time to make yourself happy? If you're so busy watching, trying to note and make sure other people are happy or other people are doing the right thing. When are you going to get your happiness on the road? Or does that make you happy? Or do you get a thrill or some kind of pleasure out of noting and taking care of and watching and reporting? And you just want to just mock and pick on other people. And you're a woman and you cannot get along with other women? Is the world happy? Does the world need to be happy? Does it make a man feel so good when he hits on a woman or he talks about a woman and he has to stalk and harass a woman and condescend the woman and bully the woman? Does it make his ego just feel so much more valuable and colorful in America? That's where I am. I'm still here. But what is happiness truly? Is it real happiness when people get a kick out of, just making black women feel so much more blacker? So much more discriminated against and so much more of a minority. Oh, that's so cute. To some people? Do people feel good when they help people? When they love people and value people and respect people? I think people are happy when they're happy with themselves and the way that they act and treat other people. But I don't think people are happy when they get a kick out of disrespecting people. I think the child comes out of people when they act like a child. And we have adults in this world that have a child's mentality to the fact. It's like a child being in an adult's body. And how do we interact and get along with people when we haven't matured? When we must have control over other people, like we cannot even mind our own business and take care of ourselves. We must tell other people what to do and look down on other people instead of us paying attention and doing what we need to do. We'd rather not because we're so busy caught up. And then we disrespect so much. Disregard people in the way that they feel. Does that make us happy? I don't think it does. But some of us probably want to be happy. And we really don't know how. But maybe we should learn and take the time to work on ourselves. Happy holidays to those that are listening. Have a great evening and many, many more. I'm out of here.
Get away.
See.